Good morning, everybody. This is Ducky Live Radio. Matter of fact, my bad, I take that back. Good afternoon, everyone. But anyway, I just found out about something that's it's starting to make me think. Teachers with guns. A teacher with a gun. Wow. I mean, it went to the point of these school shootings to the point where teachers are now allowed to have guns in school, in class. Okay. And then on top of that, they're spending millions of dollars to give teachers guns. What if a teacher don't even want a gun in their classroom? Then what? I mean, what is the point of having a teacher with a gun? I mean, what she's going to do? Or he? I mean, what they're going to do with the gun? I mean, somebody come to school, start shooting. You honestly think that teacher is about to take their gun, step out their classroom, and look for the shooter? It can be anybody. Teachers can be afraid, scared, and accidentally shoot a child themselves. A child is running around the corner. The teacher's already hearing gunshots coming from that area, walking towards the area. Next thing you know, kid come around the corner with a broomstick or whatever in their hand, and the teacher accidentally shoots and kills them. I mean, what is the point, people? What is the point for a teacher to have a gun in school? I mean, I don't know about, you know, all the teachers. I mean, my teachers personally that I have grown up with will most likely try to keep us safe in the classroom. Why whoever, or you know what I'm saying, whoever's responsible of trying to shoot at students and teachers and, you know, just anybody that's inside the school, I mean, they're going to try to keep us safe and tell us keep our head down. And you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm pretty sure she's going to go, or he's going to go for their phone and start trying to make a call. Like, yo, somebody's shooting up the school. There's a gun going off. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't honestly think that a teacher is going to actually step out the classroom to go and... Honestly, that's not even... Hold on, I'm getting off a point. Like, my point is, a teacher with a gun, it's not finna sit there and risk their own life to go and stop a shooter. Honestly, that is not their job. That is not their job. Their job is to teach a class. Not also teach and protect a class. If that's the case, you're gonna give them a gun, you might as well give them a bulletproof vest. I mean, what is the point of a teacher having a gun? I mean, okay, a teacher can have a gun at home, you know? A gun in their car, you know, but in class, in school, all because of shootings at school. I mean, if you're so willing to do that, I think every school should have a metal detector, if that's the case, and an armed security guard at the door, and more than one. Maybe that could stop shootings at school. I mean, something besides just giving teachers guns, like, I'm sorry, if I was a teacher and I had a gun in class and somebody starts shooting, I'm staying in my classroom with my gun. But the door is going to be locked, so nobody's going to be able to get in. And I'm going to be too afraid to open the door if there is a student trying to get into the classroom because they're hearing the shots and they're closer to my room. I might be more afraid to open the door up, getting killed, and then my whole entire class gets killed, or I end up getting shot, and my entire class get killed right in front of me, and the student just walks out because now I'm on the ground bleeding to death. I mean, it's just so much with this. It just don't make no sense. If anything, I say metal detectors for all schools, public, private. I mean, you know, all the fancy schools. I mean, every kind of school there is a metal detector all over. An armed guard, security guard, that that's inside the school, and maybe there's one outside the school who's allowed to carry a gun, should be able to be on duty doing it. But that's something that nobody don't want to do. Of course, they ain't gonna want to give them no money or anything. People are talking about gun control. I mean, okay, gun control is a good idea, you know. You know, better background checks and pretty much, you know, you don't want to just give a psychopath a gun, but, you know, guns are going to be able to get into people's hands regardless. I mean, people have guns in their cars and, you know, that car gets stolen, boom, there's a gun in somebody else's possession, you know? I mean, there's all kind of ways that people can, you know, easily get a gun. You can break into somebody's house and get a gun, you know, out of their house while they're gone or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I mean, there are ways people can do illegal stuff like this. But if you're going to put guns in hand, you could might as well just give them bulletproof vests as well. And if that's the case, you might as well start having metal detectors in all of the schools. So what happened in Florida won't happen ever again, because now they got to go through a metal detector. Now, if they come through the door with a gun, at least you will have someone actually standing there with a gun to be able to shoot at them, because some of these shooters most likely been in shooting ranges, most likely been flashing their guns, most likely been doing, you know, pretty much somewhat of the basis of having a gun. But compared to a person who actually has on a vest, compared to a person who actually had longer experience, you know, they'll be able to put two in someone without causing too much of a damage to them. Well, I mean, if they put two in someone, most likely, you know, that person dead. I'm sorry, because, you know, not all shooters, school shootings, they had on bulletproof vests that I know of. I mean, they came in with a bulletproof vest. I mean, hey, somebody had to see this person get on a bus or walk in or, you know, whatever the case may be. Somebody saying something like, dude, you got a bulletproof vest on and you walking with this gun in your hand? Yeah, you got to be up to no good. Like, come on now. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I just don't feel that teachers should have guns, you know. I really don't. You know what? I don't even think that people are going to even trip off of the whole gun control and all that stuff. You know, I don't think that. The problem is, people, is that we live in a world of war. It doesn't matter where you from, who you are, you know, it don't matter. You can be black, white, Asian, Japanese, Chinese. I mean, it don't really matter. I'm sorry. It just don't matter. It don't. White people say all black people look alike. Black people say white people change color too much. Black people see Chinese people, Asian, or whatever people walking down the street. We lean over and whisper to each other, me chong, 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 cracking jokes and stuff. White people be in their office laughing, making jokes about the poor black man. Black people be in their homes talking about how racist someone was on their job because they just said this and said that. I mean, pretty much, it's all war. It's all hate. And with all this stuff going on, all this anger and everything, there's always somebody in the darkness, in the shadows, that's suffering the most. But nobody's paying them no attention. People walk past bully all the time. Kids are getting bullied in school. Now, I'm not saying what the guy done was right and, you know, that he was probably bullied and forced into this. I mean, nobody knows what was going on in that man's head. And from my understanding, that people already had an idea that he may do, you know what I'm saying? He may do what he just did. But at the end of the day, that's all over the world. People are going through something like that, or maybe not like that. But he went through something that just caused him to flip out. Now, most people can handle things a lot different. But what he has done, man, that just took it to a whole new level of insane. And there are shooters everywhere in the world that will actually have a gun, go go to a range and shoot, go hunting and shoot. I mean, there's people who own a gun most likely has shot their gun more than once. But it don't take a bunch of bullying and all this other stuff for them to snap to actually want to go somewhere and just start shooting people with no reason, no consequence at all. And it's amazing that they want to give teachers guns. Because it's like, why would you do that? I mean, you're going to give them a gun? Okay, give them a gun. And so somebody starts shooting up the school, let's find out how many teachers actually went out there to try to prevent any more killing in the school. If I heard two teachers came out their classroom, they must have been in the Army. To be honest, they had to be in the Army or something. Or the Marines or the Navy or something. Because any regular citizen, American citizen, who just go to work, pay their bills, take care of their family, and, you know what I'm saying, in between time, have good time, go on vacation, you know what I'm saying, just pretty much everyday normal life stuff. And something kick off like that, they're going to be more worried about their family and their students at the time. I don't think they're going to actually want to put themselves in danger and leave their class unattended while there's somebody shooting in the hallways, for crying out loud. Like, come on. Now, I don't know. Maybe dude was mad about the lunch. You know what I'm saying? Maybe dude was upset about the lunch. Maybe he was like, no, I don't want this bull crap. Came to school, started shooting. Okay, let me take that back. That's wrong. That's wrong. I shouldn't have said that. Erase that. I don't know. I just don't feel that teachers should have a gun. Like, honestly, I don't see it. When I was growing up, teachers had belts. Okay? They had belts. You act the clown. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You getting a whooping. And when your mama come up there, you think your mama finna go off on them. Turns out they know each other. So now you finna get another whooping from your mama because you got disrespectful with the teacher when she was whooping you. And it turns out they know each other. Like, can you believe it? Boy, I tell you, that was then. This now? Oh, man, this is just crazy. So, shout out to everyone in Florida. Sorry for your loss, friends, family members. But as far as, like, giving teachers guns, hey, I don't know what to say. And then if a student who's planning on shooting up the school knows who has a gun, they could try to sneak into their class, kill them, and take their gun. That, hey, I'm just saying. You got to look at all the possibilities here. Anyway, that's all I have to say for now. Ducky Live Radio, we're out. Talk to you all soon.